It's time now for Arts Live and Local. Carol has been called away to an event in Portland, and so my name is Roger Rocca, and I will be filling in for her today. Today we have we'll have a discussion of the Starving Artists Fair coming up. We'll be talking about the Messiah Sing-Along, so you can get your voice ready, and we'll talk about the Community Day that Columbia River Maritime Museum puts on once a year, this year with a 1940s theme. And with us right now, we have Cindy Peake, who organizes the Astor Street Opry Company's Starving Artists Fair. And Cindy, welcome to you.
Thank you.
So when is this going to take place, and where, and what's it all about?
It's going to be this next weekend, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. On Friday, it's from 7 to 10 p.m. On Saturday, it's from 10 a.m. to 4 or 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday, it's 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we're holding it this year at the Armory, which is on Exchange between 16th and 17th Street.
And that's a huge space, so you've got lots of room.
Yes, it's huge. It's grand. And I know that there have been some issues with the heat, but I want to assure everyone the heat has been fixed.
Yay.
So I've been in constant communication with the powers that be and have made sure that we've got that problem taken care of.
Well, if someone has never been to a Starving Artists Fair before, what can you kind of expect as you walk in? What are we going to see?
You're going to see all kinds of festive kind of setting because it's for the holidays. There's all the vendors there make their craft. Mm-hmm. Everything that is done is made by hand by all the vendors. We don't have any commercial products in there. There's the wreaths. We have kids tables this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. Jewelry, cards, photos, paintings, soap, fabric art, pottery, wood products, rejuvenated, you know, gently used, I guess it's recycle, reuse, and restore,
mm-hmm,
kind of things. We've got some vendors who do that sort of thing, which is a lot of fun. It's really nice that they're able to make new products out of something that has been gently used.
A little respect in there, too, is with the re's, because we're respecting the environment when we do that.
Exactly. And this year we have live music. We've got Barb G. will be there Saturday at 1:30. Barney Perrine will be playing. And then all or part of North Coast Country will be there, as well as the Scrooge Choir from the Astor Street Opry Company will be coming in. And my understanding is Santa's going to make an appearance. And I haven't been told exactly what time, but Santa will be there.
So are all the musical events on the Saturday?
They're going to be spread out.
Okay.
Through the weekend. I think that Barney Perrine is going to be there for the whole event because his wife is one of the vendors and he's one of the vendors. So mm-hmm, he'll be playing off and on for the whole weekend for us, which will be really nice. We have over 50 vendors this year. And this is a fundraiser for Astor Street Opry Company and the Clatsop County Food Bank. So all monies, proceeds go to those two organizations to help them fund the good works that they do.
Well, with 50-plus vendors, I'm sure there's quite a bit of variety. Is this a place where I could go and maybe look for Christmas presents and so on?
Oh, definitely. And we've got a wide range of prices. So, you know, there's low to moderate prices that are the mainstream for our event. And so it's not going to be a break-your-budget kind of event. You can come and shop, and you're going to get one-of-a-kind items to be able to give as presents or to buy for yourself or to help decorate your house.
So, and this is the 19th annual,
yeah,
Starving Artists Fair. And you were telling me, when do you start on working on the 20th?
Oh, on the 20th, the day after the 19th ends. Yeah.
So it's kind of an ongoing thing. Well, it's an event where you're supporting local artists, you're supporting the Astor Street Opry Company, and you're supporting the Clatsop Food Bank all at the same time.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a venue where everyone can come together and have a nice time, and you know, they get to meet the other vendors that they've either worked with or new ones. It seems like every year we always have some new ones, and that's always fun and interesting, you know, when we get new vendors in there and new things going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really looking forward to it. The Armory is a huge, huge space. And so this year, I do not have a waiting list. Anybody who wants in is going to get in because it's such a huge space.
That's great. Now, to get into the Armory, the entrance is on which side?
On Exchange.
It's on the Exchange Street side, so where right. those double doors are.
Exactly. And exactly. So they'll come in there. We'll have a table set up where they can drop off their food or drop off the $2 to get in. We're also going to have a small concession stand going that another vendor and I are putting together, and all proceeds from that is also going to be split between the food bank and Astor Street Opry Company.
So there'll be some things to sip and nibble while you're there.
Exactly.
Looking around the art.
Yeah, we're going to have, I think, soup and chili, so it'll be nice warm, you know, food in case the weather's kind of nasty outside. So
sounds good. So we're talking, it's next weekend, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes.
And 7 to 10 Friday, 10 to 6 Saturday, and 11 to 4 Sunday. Is that correct?
That's right. I also want to let people know that there is going to be a raffle. Vendors all donate a small product, mm-hmm. and we create raffle bags. And so for a small, ticket price, they can win product mm-hmm. from the vendors. And the stuff that is put in these bags is just phenomenal. It's well worth it. And that money, again, goes to Astor Street Opry and the food bank. So there's a lot of ways to be able to give. And we gladly take additional donations for either Astor Street Opry or the food bank.
Wonderful. So is there anything else that we need to let people know about the event?
Let's see. One of the things when you're trying to find out where it is, mm-hmm. hunt for the hot pink signs.
Oh-ho.
I've got hot pink signs that I put out that help point the way. But it'll be easy to find. We're one block off the highway this year.
Well, just to review, Cindy Peek, who we are talking with, is the organizer of the annual Starving Artists Fair. It's a way you can go and benefit local artists, benefit the Astor Street Opry Company, and benefit the Clatsop Food Bank all at once. More than 50 vendors, 3 days, December 5th, 6th, and 7th, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Music,
live
food,
music,
drink,
food, yeah.
And lots of potential gifts for Christmas.
And if anyone is still interested in attending or has questions, they can give me a call at 503-458-6250.
Okay. Cindy Peek, 503-458-6250.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And good luck. I hope it's a great, great, great event this year. And
thank you so much.
Lots and lots of people come out. Well, we like to play music on this program that is by local people, since this is Arts Live and Local. And I just happen to have here a brand new Just Out album by Larkin Stentz, who lives across the river in Washington and who operates Green Angel Gardens. And Larkin took his flute into the Astoria Column and did some playing in the Astoria Column because of the unique acoustics that the column has, where notes that you play sustain and sustain and sustain. So here is one cut off that album by Larkin Stentz. It's called Inside the Astoria Column, flute music through Larkin.
Thank you. Here in the northwest of Oregon, there ain't much that a man can do. You can log or fish or farm if you got a strong arm, but a lazy man's gotta eat too. Well, I've had my fill of the lumber mill, and I'd get killed working up in the woods. So I play my guitar in a noisy old bar, and I have fun, but it don't pay too good. So please, everybody, won't you buy this song, Make Me Rich, and You'll Be My Friend. You know I tried working once, and it lasted too long, and I'd sure hate to do it again. Skinned me, painted signs, sold auto parts, bought fish for a cannery. But I still had an itch to be filthy rich, and here's how I'd spend my free time. I'd sit in my room and I'd write lots of tunes and make sure that the verses all rhyme. So please, everybody, won't you buy this song, Make Me Rich, and You'll Be My Friend. I tried working once and it lasted too long, and I'd sure hate to do it again. Grateful that it pays all my bills. I just sit at my desk and move papers around and eat my cholesterol pills. But I still have a dream of a get-rich scheme, and I think it would be lots of fun to sit back and collect all those royalty checks on a beach in the tropical sun. So please, everybody, won't you buy this song, Make Me Rich, and You'll Be My Friend. I tried working once and it lasted too long, and I'd sure hate to do it again. Yeah, please, everybody, won't you buy this song, Make Me Rich, and You'll Be My Friend. You know I tried working once and it lasted too long, and I'd sure hate to do it again.
All right, there were a couple of pieces by very local artists. The first was Larkin Stentz playing his flute inside the Astoria Column. And that last, of course, was the Brownsmead Flats, encouraging you to buy their song. And you are listening to Arts Live and Local on KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, KTCB Tillamook, 89.5. And as always, you can hear us on the web at coastradio.org. Or on your mobile device, you can hear us on your TuneIn app. My name is Roger Rocca. I'm filling in for Carol Newman, who was called away today to kind of a fun event in Portland. And we've got some great guests coming up. Let me mention a couple of, speaking of coming up, a couple of things that are going on in town during the next day or two. We already mentioned the Starving Artists Fair with 60 artisans running Friday, December 5th through Sunday, December 7th. At the Astoria Armory. Cindy Peake told us all about that. The Coaster Theater in Cannon Beach is holding auditions for Night Mother and Agatha Christie's Murder on the Nile. That will be on this coming Monday and Tuesday from 6 to 9 p.m. Costumers, stage managers, and tech operators are also needed. For more information, you can call them at 503-436-0609. The Peninsula Artists Association's 7th Annual Studio Tour is taking place right now and again tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can find free maps on the PAA Facebook page or at beachartists.org. the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association will hold its annual family-friendly event downtown Saturday, tomorrow, from 2 to 5 p.m. That will include a visit from Santa and the official lighting ceremony. You can watch downtown light up for the holidays. Meanwhile, the Seaside Chamber of Commerce will kick off the holiday season with a parade of lights at 7 o'clock tonight on Broadway. So, right now, we have with us Pastor Frank Lloyd and North Coast Chorale Director Denise Reed, and they are going to tell us all about the Messiah Sing-Along, which is a benefit for the food bank. It's going to take place at Astoria Christian Church. It's going to take place at the PAC on Sunday, November the 30th. So, Frank and Denise, welcome to both of you.
Thank you very much,
Thanks,
Roger.
Thanks for having us on.
So, tell me about how all this works. Do you do the entire Messiah?
No, we don't do the entire Messiah. We do mostly the Christmas portion of the Messiah. Mm-hmm. It's a story that encompasses Christmas through Easter. So those sections that involve Easter celebration, we usually omit those. We might include a couple of arias that are general, pretty general, but we usually omit those, and it's just the Christmas portion.
And people do get to do the Hallelujah Chorus.
Oh, yes.
Even people who know nothing about the Messiah know the Hallelujah Chorus.
Yeah, they do.
So this has been going on for a while now. This is not the first year for this.
No, and Frank can tell you more about.
The chorale started doing Messiah sing-alongs before the Astoria Christian Church got involved for a couple of years. Then they came around to us, and for the last 7 years, we've been partnered together to help the Clatsop Emergency Food Bank, the local food bank that's housed in the basement of the Presbyterian Church here in town. And over the last 7 years, the figures are rough because I have only the figures that come in on the night of the performance, and money comes in afterwards to the food bank. But my figures show between $15,000 and $16,000 for the food bank in the last 6 years. This is the seventh one. Our real goal is the hope that we'd get a really good crowd with generous hearts so that we could top the 20,000 mark this year.
That would be great because it's a great place for that money to go.
Yes.
To help people who really need the help.
Mm-hmm.
At a time of year when finally some of us start thinking about that, even though we've been sort of stone dead the rest of the year thinking about the people in need. Mm-hmm. So we take advantage of it when we can.
We do say to people that they can bring canned goods or dry goods instead of money if they want. But we really encourage people to bring the money because the food bank's buying agreements stretch that dollar farther than we as individuals can do that by going to the store.
Mm-hmm.
So the same amount of money that you would give towards a food donation will actually buy more food by giving it into the hands of the food bank. And so we really do encourage people to come with a check or with cash. Checks made out to the Clatsop Emergency Food Bank, and it just 100% goes for the food.
This seems to me to be a monumental undertaking. I mean, this is not a simple thing to stage with professional musicians and professional singers and so on, but you're doing it in a way where you're inviting the public in to sing. So you have orchestration and so on? You have music?
Well, yeah. First of all, we have the choir, the North Coast Chorale, the core group, have performed the entire Messiah. So at one time, we did study each one of the choruses.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, then each year, then it becomes a review for them. So you have these chorus singers that will help then those people that maybe have not performed all of the choruses or maybe haven't performed them recently. And they are helping them as we get through the Messiah. So we also have some instruments because this is a sing-along play-along. And we have now a timpani. We have a flute. We have a violin. And we have three cellos and three basses. So we've got a group, not exactly what the music calls for. We don't have all of the parts, but I've invited people to come if you play a harmonica and can read music, or accordion and read music. If you can read the notes in the C clef, bass clef, or alto clef, then bring your instrument and come. Give it a try. You might not get all the notes in each of the courses, but if you get some, I think it'll be a very uplifting experience.
Well, the point of this is to participate in some great music.
That's
and
right.
To have fun.
That's right.
While
absolutely.
You're doing it.
That's right.
And with that core group of the North Coast Chorale, at least to kind of form the basis of
right.
of what goes on, it's a little easier for the rest of us amateurs to kind of... And if you get to... Now, will there be like a libretto so that you can follow along with the words?
Yes, we have some scores. There will be scores available for you to follow along with.
So we don't have to just go...
Right. No.
We also encourage that if we run out of scores, sit next to somebody who's in the chorale, and right. they'll share music with you.
Right.
That's great.
Right.
That's great. Well, what else should we know about this, the people who are thinking of coming? What else would you like to tell them?
Well, you know, it is a monumental piece, and it's a piece from its very inception was performed as a charity. As a charity for the Foundling Children's Hospital, Prisoners Debt Relief, and Mercer's Hospital, and the Charitable Infirmary. Those are the three groups that benefited, and they raised approximately, I think, £400 in those days. And some people were able to be released from prison, those who were in prison because of debts. So
about 142 of them got released that
yes,
first production.
Yes, right. So, you know, it was for that purpose, the performance was. But Handel wrote the piece as, actually it's an opera form, but he's looking at the believers, the Christian believers, and this is the story of Christ from beginning to end, through their eyes. Mm-hmm. So instead of having someone play the parts of, say, St. Paul or one of the Paul or maybe Jesus or whatever, it looks at it as if the believer is seeing all of this and commenting on it. So that's what it actually does.
The text is actually all from either the Old Testament scriptures, mostly Isaiah, and from the King James Version. Mm-hmm. Some New Testament scriptures, and then also the Psalms, as they were published in the English Common Book of Prayer, or Book of Common Prayer, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where the all the words came from. A man by the name of Charles Jensen is the man who put that all together and sent it to Handel and asked him to write, and he did. Fabulously.
In 24 days, he wrote all of the 53-plus choruses and arias and recitatives of this piece. Oh, the whole story. And it's just amazing that someone could sit down in 24 days and write that. They say that he was truly inspired when that happened, and the music is just inspiring. It's beautiful. Some of the music, as you've studied the music, knows that it comes from an opera format, but... after you put the words to it and the music, they all fit to make an inspiring piece.
Well, I think there are very few people around who haven't at some point in their life tried to sing along to a recording or something of some part of the Messiah.
Right.
So this is your chance to do it with other kindred
That's
spirits.
That's right.
And I gave the wrong location at first, so let me emphasize that this is taking place at the Performing Arts Center, at the PAC. On 16th Street in Franklin.
Right.
And it will be on November 30th,
which
is this Sunday, right around the corner. It starts at 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And about how long does the program go?
It goes for about a couple of hours, the part that we sing, because we...
There's
we
a break in the middle.
Break in the middle. We sing a couple of carols that were written by, such as Mendelssohn's. And from Handel, Lift Up Your Heads, that piece, Joy to the World, that's the carol that comes from that piece that's in the Messiah, actually.
Well, it's inspiring and brilliant music to sing, and you'll be able to do it along with people who have been practicing and know how to sing it, so you'll have plenty of support.
Right, and instruments, too, you'll have supporting you.
So what else should we know about this before I let you go?
It almost didn't get performed.
You mean initially?
Initially, yeah. he made the guy who put the words together a little unhappy because he decided to premiere it in Ireland rather than in England. And it was a big success, but the problem was the choirs from St. Paul's and Christchurch were going to be the people who were doing the chorus. And I think Jonathan Swift was the bishop at St. Paul's?
I'm not sure
either. But he was not too happy about the fact that Handel wrote this as an oratorio.
Mm-hmm.
Oratorios were secular music. And there was quite a discussion about whether it was appropriate to have sacred texts sung to secular music. But he came around and agreed, and the performance went on and was a smashing success there in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wish for you a smashing success coming up on Sunday.
Yes, and we want to have a good crowd in there.
Yes.
The first performance, there were 700 in attendance. And in order for them to fit all of them into the small concert, the ladies couldn't wear their hoop skirts, and the men couldn't bring their swords. So without those things, we'd like to fill up the pack.
Hopefully that will be a rule for this Sunday,
that's
too.
That's right, yes.
No hoop skirts, no swords.
Especially no swords.
Because the pack only holds about, 230 maybe, right?
About 230, 250.
Well, mm-hmm. I'd like to see 230 to 250 there.
Oh, we'd love that.
What an opportunity to mm-hmm. exercise your lungs and sing this beautiful piece of music.
And benefit the people in our community
right.
that need help with food. The food bank is giving food out all year round. In fact, just a week or about 3 weeks ago now, one of the men associated with the food bank came by and asked me, "Are you guys doing that again this year?"
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Well, yes, we're right in the middle of the plans for all of that." And he says, "Oh, good, because we really need that money." So this is be a great year to show up, sing Messiah, and give for a very worthy cause.
Well, then there's not going to be any reason to be outside anywhere at that
That's
time
true.
Because the weather's not looking that great. So mm-hmm. what better than to be in the nice, warm, cozy confines of the pack singing from the Messiah. Mm-hmm. And for both of you, it's so impressive and neat that you not only know the event you're going to present on Sunday, but both of you are so well-versed in the history of this and what's gone before.
Well, I can't sing, but I know the history a little.
Yeah. You know, the history is kind of people... When we first did it, we talked about the history quite a bit. And mm-hmm. then I thought the other day, I was telling Frank, I said, you know, there are people who haven't been coming to this for maybe the last 5 years, and they may not know this history about Handel. And so we mm-hmm. might mention a few trivia questions about Handel's mm-hmm. Messiah on Sunday also.
Sounds great. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you both very much. We've been talking with Denise Reed, who is the director of the North Coast Chorale, and Pastor Frank Lloyd from Astoria Christian Church about the Messiah Sing-Along coming up on Sunday at 4 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center. So be there or be square, right?
That's right. Hey,
that's right.
All right, and you are listening to KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, KTCB Tillamook, 89.5, streaming live on the web at coastradio.org and on your mobile device with your TuneIn app. And we mentioned the weather. And let me again tell you a little about it. Today, as you know, if you looked out the window, we've had rain. We've had strong winds with gusts up to 40 miles an hour. The total rainfall for today is probably going to be about a half inch. Tonight, we can expect more rain and maybe some snow showers after midnight. We don't expect the snow to stick, but we should have some flurries, lows of 35 to 40, and still kind of windy. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Rain and snow showers likely in the morning, and then a chance of rain and snow showers in the afternoon. No accumulation expected again. It will be colder. You know, it's 47 degrees out right now, and it feels chilly, but enjoy it because this is about as warm as it's going to be for a while. So the high around 40 tomorrow, And again, winds of 5 to 15, chance of precipitation about 60%. Not a lot of rain, less than a tenth of an inch. But with those winds and a little moisture, it's going to feel kind of nasty out there. Tomorrow night, mostly clear. Things will be clearing up, but it will get colder. And the lows tomorrow night, we're expecting 25 to 30. So then you have to start worrying about damp streets, temperatures that low, and it's going to be a little slick out there. So make plans ahead if you have to be going anywhere Saturday night or early Sunday morning, because it's likely to be somewhat slickery. Winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. On Sunday, sunny, but the high is only around 40. And again, still windy with an east wind of 15 to 20 miles an hour. Sunday night, not quite so cold. Lows of 30 to 35, partly cloudy, and then clearing up a little bit to or actually getting a little cloudy or getting down to mostly cloudy. Again, right now we've got just under 47 degrees outside, and you are listening to Arts Live and Local. A couple more events that are going on this weekend. The Voodoo Room presents musician Dedrick Clark and the Social Animals. That will be at 9:30 tonight, and they are at 1114 Marine Drive in Astoria. For more information, you can call them at 503-325-2233. The Friends of Skamakaway at Redmond Hall's annual holiday open house, Deck the Hall, open today from 12 to 4, so it's winding up for today, with crafts from local artists, decorations, food, music, and a book signing. The book signing and reading by Robert Pyle is going to take place tomorrow. This holiday open house will run now Thursdays through Sundays from 12 to 4, and it will continue through December 14th. And the 2014 Lucia Festival, an introduction of the 2015 Scandinavian Midsummer Festival Court, will take place at the Astoria High School Auditorium, and that will be tonight at 7 o'clock. It will be followed by refreshments and dancing to live music by Folk Voice of Seattle. So there are some of the things that are coming up this weekend. And we're going to be talking soon about the Maritime Museum and their annual free day. But first, here's some more music by a local artist, Jennifer Goodenberger. And that was Jennifer Guttenberger from her album Simple Gifts. Some wonderful, wonderful folk music on her album. Another great local artist. Well, we are going to be talking now with Scott Teeley, who is somewhat new to the Columbia River Maritime Museum. He's the new education director there. And we're going to be talking about the Columbia River Maritime Museum Community Day, which is going to come up a week from Sunday on December 7th. Scott, welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us.
Happy to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about this event and who's welcome and what it's all about and what happens.
Sure. So this is our annual free day to the public. It is our community celebration. And the goal is really to provide an opportunity for community members, the entire public, to come together to have a intergenerational experience, to provide activities, demonstrations, a chance to really have a celebration and a chance to kind of reconnect with community members and to really explore all the things that the Columbia River Maritime Museum has to offer. It's free to the entire public. We do ask that visitors bring either a non-perishable food item for the Clatsop Community Action Regional Food Bank, or a cash donation for them, so as a way to kind of help support their cause.
This has been Food Bank Day here on Arts Live and Local, because each of the guests we've talked with, all of the events are going towards support of the food bank, which is really a great thing. The Astor Street Opry Company Starving Artist Fair, the Messiah Sing-Along, and your event, the day at Columbia River Maritime Museum, all benefiting the food bank. So as I walk into the Maritime Museum on December 7th, what am I going to encounter? What are things going to be like in there?
So our theme for this year's community celebration is the 1940s. The date for this event is Sunday, December 7th. So we wanted to make that connection to Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day by having all things 1940s. So we really wanted to create a really multifaceted experience. So everything from music to food to participatory activities to really create an enrich, engaging atmosphere. So the first thing you're probably going to notice when you walk in is the sounds of Minidoka swing bands. So we have a big band out from the Portland area that's going to be playing a number of tunes to really kind of set the stage and create the atmosphere for the 1940s. Coupled with that, we'll also have swing dancing demonstrations. We have a swing dancing instructor coming in that's going to provide you an opportunity to work on some of your moves.
Some
set
of
to
my
the
moves.
Sounds.
Okay.
Exactly. Set to the sounds of big band music. We're also going to really kind of keep with that theme. We're going to have opportunities for demonstrations on hair and makeup and styles of the 1940s. We'll have a chance for people to test their vintage movie knowledge with a 1940s movie bingo. And then I think one of the things we're most excited about is to really kind of bring people back to that time era. We're going to have a spam tasting opportunity. So Chris Holen from Baked Alaska is going to be there and preparing some innovative and thought-provoking dishes using the ingredient of spam. So the goal is really to create that experience of kind of stepping back and really kind of the looks, the sounds, and the feels of the 1940s.
I have to tell you, I have a hint for you about spam. When one of my sons was young, my wife made he was into spam, 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 you know, from the Monty Python thing. And she made him a spam pizza. And I can tell you that one place that spam really works well is that, you know, that salty greasiness.
Uh-huh.
It's great on pizza. So
there you go.
Keep this in mind. Make
that might
a
be
spam
one of the,
pizza.
We're really excited to see what he's going to be putting together and what kind of it's filled with all kinds of opportunities. So, and many people I've mentioned, as soon as I said that we were going to have that as part of our event, they said, "Well, you had me at spam." So we're really excited to see what kind of opportunities come up from that day.
Well, this band you're having is kind of interesting, because the other side of Pearl Harbor Day on December 7th, I mean, we also know about the attack and so on, but we also know that after that, Japanese Americans had a very rough time in this country, where they were, many of them, most of them, sent to camps to stay because they weren't trusted because they were, you know, of Japanese extraction. And I see it mentioned here that this band is going to be highlighting some of the music that was popular in these internment camps during that time.
Right. So, I mean, as a way to kind of create and present that full story of what was going on in the 1940s, we obviously wanted to infuse this event with the sounds in the 1940s. But when I came across this band, the Minidoka Swing Band, which is formed as part of a tribute to interred Japanese Americans during World War II, we wanted to highlight that other side of what was happening during this time period. And so it's a way to both kind of immerse yourself into the sounds and the experiences of that time, but also to really think about what else was happening on the home front during World War II. And by the same token, in the area where they're going to be performing, we also have our tsunami boat, which was a fishing boat that during the tsunami a few years ago made its way across the Pacific, this Japanese fishing boat, and washed up on the shores here. So it's that kind of connection of both time and experience and geography that we really want to kind of create that really partly fun, engaging, but also thought-provoking experience.
And did I see all you're going to have some cars from the period?
Yes. Yeah, so a couple of classic 1930s, 40s cars from the Cannery Pier Hotel are going to be on site right in front of the entrance to the museum. So as you're walking up, that's really going to be the first thing that's going to kind of set the stage for the experience of that day. So visitors will have a chance to kind of get up close and personal and take a look at these really amazing machines, these amazing pieces of art from the time period.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm going to have to see if I have any moves left for the swing band, because I can see looking at this that the hairstyling thing is probably on. I don't think for bald people that works too well.
Well, right? But it's a chance to kind of, you know, take a look and see, like, these are what the popular. You can stand back and watch from a distance. You don't have to necessarily
participate. You don't have to have hair to participate.
Exactly.
Okay, good.
But it will be a way to kind of illustrate these were the popular styles that were all the rage in the 1940s.
Well, let's back up again and tell everyone when this takes place.
Right. So this is Sunday, December 7th.
So a week from Sunday.
Yes. And the museum is open to the public free all day from 9:30 to 5. The activities, demonstrations, and the various events that will be happening, those will happen between 11 o'clock and 3 o'clock. And during the entire day, it is free to the public. And we do ask that if public members are able to bring either a non-perishable food item or a cash donation for the regional food bank.
Sounds great. 1940s theme. And also there's something about bringing photographs?
Yes, as a final element of the day. Again, as an opportunity for community members to kind of come and share their pieces of history of the area, we will have a station set up where people can bring in their old photographs. 1940s photographs would be great, but really any time era that relate to images from the area, you can have those scanned and then leave a audio recording of your memories of the photograph that will be added to the museum's Tumblr wall. So those will be put online and as a chance, again, for people to kind of contribute and share their memories and their images of the era.
And the museum will be open, including the lightship, that people can go aboard the lightship as well?
Absolutely. So the entire museum will be open, the lightship Columbia, the whole area will be accessible to the public free of charge.
Well, and it's a great opportunity for us locals to become reacquainted with our Maritime Museum.
Absolutely. And
sometimes when you live here, time goes by right. And you don't visit as often as you used to.
So this range of activities is meant to entice the community to come in and really share this really great treasure of the local community.
Absolutely. Well, Scott Teeley, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Scott Teeley, the new education director of the Columbia River Maritime Museum, talking about the Community Day, which takes place on Sunday, December 7th. You're listening to Arts Live and Local. My name is Roger Rocca. I'm filling in for Carol Newman, who was called away to a happy event in Portland, so she couldn't be here today. And we've already talked about the nasty weather we're going to have for the next few days, so be prepared for very, very cold weather and rain and even some snow flurries and the temperature getting down into the 20s tomorrow night. And so 25 to 30, they're saying. So be prepared tomorrow night for perhaps a little slippery conditions taking place. And again, on Sunday morning. Got more music for you now. This is not a local musician in the sense that they live here, but this is somebody who has performed here. This is the Irish band Bua.
Oh, soldier, soldier, would you marry me now with a hey and a ho, with the sound of a drum? Oh, no, fair maid, I cannot marry you, for I have no stockings far to put on. So she went to the shop as quick as she could run with the hey and a ho, with the sound of a drum. And she bought him a pair of the very, very best, saying, here, my small man, put these on. Oh, soldier, soldier, would you marry me now with a hey and a ho, with the sound of a drum? Oh, no, fair maid, I cannot marry you, for I have no leather boots to put on. So she went to the shop as quick as she could run with a hey and a ho, with the sound of a drum. And she bought him a pair of the very, very best, saying, here, my small man, put these on. Oh, soldier, soldier, oh, would you marry me now with a hey and a ho, with the sound of a drum? Oh, no, fair maid, I cannot marry you, for I have no breeches far to put on. So she went to the shop as quick as she could run with a hey and a ho, with the sound of a drum. And she bought him a pair of the very, very best, saying, here, my small man, put these on. Oh, soldier, soldier, oh, would you marry me now with a hey and a ho, with the sound of a drum? Oh, no, fair maid, I cannot marry you, for I have no holland shirt to put on. So she went to the shop just as quick as she could run with a hey and a ho, and the sound of a drum. And she bought him a shirt of the very, very best, saying, here, my small man, put these on. Oh, soldier, soldier, oh, would you marry me now with a hey and a ho, with the sound of a drum? Oh, no, fair maid, I cannot marry you, for I have no waistcoat far to put on. So she went to the shop as quick as she could run with a hey and a ho, with the sound of a drum. And she bought him a coat of the very, very best, saying, here, my small man, put this on. Oh, soldier, soldier, oh, would you marry me now with a hey and a ho, with the sound of a drum? Oh, no, fair maid, I cannot marry you, for I have no capping far to put on. So she went to the shop as quick as she could run with a hey and a ho, with the sound of a drum. And she bought him a cap of the very, very best, saying, here, my small man, put this on. Oh, soldier, soldier, oh, would you marry me now with a hey and a ho, with the sound of a drum? Oh, no, fair maid, I cannot marry you, for I have a wife of my own.
Abatakabagarana, bebali makabwe,
bebali ma.
Oh,
bebali ma.
Batema mavunike mu nnimiro ewa muliruana awo mutuntu bakungana ewa muliruana babepera basembera ewa mulirwana munimiro babepera basembera bayimba omutido nga bakuba mu ngalo Galo, galo, galo,
mudido, 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 galo, 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 galo,
mudido,
mudido, mudido, mudido, galo, 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 galo.
Abataka bakalana, bebali makabwe,
bebali ma, bebali ma.
When you walk together, you love one another. When you walk together, you're gonna move higher.
Batema mavunike mu nnimiro
Ewa mulirwana mu nnimiro
Batema mavunike mu nnimiro
Baleke
Batema mavunike mu nnimiro
Bateme
Batema mavunike mu nnimiro
Batema batema
Batema mavunike mu nnimiro
Ewa mulirwana mu nnimiro
Batema mavunike mu nnimiro
Buli mutuntu bakungana Ewa mulirwana mu nnimiro Ewa mulirwana eyo munimiro Baleke mbateme Mbatema batema
And you are listening to Arts Live and Local here on KMUN Astoria 91.9 FM KTCB Tillamook 89.5 streaming live on the web at coastradio.org and on your TuneIn app on your mobile device. This is Roger Rocca sitting in today for Carol Newman, who was called away to a happy event in Portland. And the last two things we heard were from groups that have performed here in Astoria. Soldier, Soldier, we heard from the Irish band Bua. And then the last was Abataka, which is from Chinabe and Soulbeat Africa. Both of those groups have performed here for us. Glad you're with us today. We heard some interesting things about goings-on in town, all of which are benefiting the Clatsop County Food Bank, which is a great thing. And I think we've got, coming up next, we've got Free Speech Radio News. I think we'll take ourselves out here with something similar to what we started with. This is, again, Larkin Stentz playing his flute inside the Astoria Column, and that has produced some pretty interesting sounds. So let's hear a little more from Larkin. Thanks for being with us.